Yesterday was a fast day. Today's a feast day. Yesterday we were praying for peace. We're still praying for peace. Praying and fasting for peace. Today we're feasting because we're celebrating the apostles Simon and Jude. By extension, we're celebrating all the apostles and the gift that we received through the apostles. But today we focus on Simon and Jude, two of the 12. In the Liturgy of the Hours, it says here, the name of Saint Simon usually appears 11th in the list of the apostles. In this list that I just read, it's the 10th, so it doesn't follow that. But usually appears 11th, meaning at the very end of the line, except for Judas Iscariot. Nothing is known of him except that he was born at Cana and is surnamed the Zealot. A zealot was a kind of an activist, nationalist. St. Jude, also called Thaddeus, was the apostle who asked the Lord at the Last Supper why he had manifested himself only to his disciples and not to the whole world. That's the only line that Jude has in the Bible, so they quote it here. That's it. When we celebrate a feast of the apostles, it gives us an opportunity to reflect a little bit on the apostles and the apostolic church. It's very interesting that the church makes a special point of honoring each of the apostles, even though some of them don't seem that important to us or we don't know that much about them. Sure, we would naturally honor Peter and James and John, the big ones. And then there are some apostles that stand out for different reasons, usually not very positive ones. Matthew, tax collector. Thomas was a doubter. But Bartholomew asked what good could come from Nazareth. And then there's apostles that just don't stand out very much. Philip, James, the lesser James, Simon, Jude. I mean, there's two Simons. One of them becomes Simon Peter. This one is kind of left behind. There's two Judases. We have this one. We call him Jude to distinguish him from Judas Iscariot, but it's not a very popular name. And then there are two Jameses. So after a while, we say, well, we can't really figure it out. We don't have special devotion to Simon and Jude, or most people don't pay that much attention to them. But the church does. You might notice, if you look at the saints' days throughout the year, that sometimes there are saints' days that are listed by one name and companions. Lorenzo Ruiz is a good example. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz and his companions, meaning there's a bunch of saints, usually martyrs, and we don't list them all by name. We know their names, but we don't put all their names into the calendar. We just San Lorenzo Ruiz and his companions, or St. Paul Miki and his companions, or St. Charles Luanga and his companions, St. Isaac Jogues and companions. In other words, this is a group of holy saints. But we don't do that with the apostles. We don't have a feast of St. Peter and his companions, or Peter, James, and John, and the rest of the apostles. We could do that. After all, they're a group. They certainly go together. Jesus called them together, but, and we, of course, we honor them together every day. But when it comes to saints' days, feast days in the church makes a special point of honoring each of the apostles by name. Jesus called them by name. We honor them by name. We don't just say Peter, James, and John and their companions. Well, this is significant because the apostles have a unique place in the church. And we have to keep going back to this because this is the church that Jesus founded. And these are the men on whom he founded his church. These 12. It says here in the gospel that Jesus spent the whole night in prayer before he chose the 12. He spent a lot of time talking to the Father about which ones he should choose, or which ones the Father wanted him to choose. This is a very deliberate choice of these 12 men. And the number 12 is significant because the 12 tribes of Israel are being represented more fully by the 12 apostles of the Lamb. But these 12, it's not obvious to us why he chose these 12. They don't stand out for being great guys. They're just ordinary fishermen for the most part. They have their strengths, but they also have their weaknesses. But these are the men Jesus chose. And these are the men who became the foundation stones of the church. This is important for us because if we want to know Jesus Christ and the church he established, we have to build on the apostles. The apostles are our link to Jesus Christ. It's from the apostles that we know about Jesus Christ. Sometimes you get the impression that people could just pick up a Bible and start a church. Well, it's possible to pick up a Bible and start a group of believing Christians, yes. But you can't start a church because there's only one church. And it's the church Jesus founded. And he founded it on the apostles. So if we're not built on the apostles, then we're not in the church he founded. There's one church, one faith, one baptism. It's this church. It's this faith, the faith of the apostles. This whole month of October, there has been a synod in Rome. You probably might have heard of it. Most people aren't paying much attention. And there isn't really much to pay attention to because it's just a bunch of people sitting around talking with each other. They're not really making any particular statement. But anyway, there's this gathering in Rome. It's known as a synod of bishops. Synod of bishops. But in this case, it's not just bishops. It's a bunch of other people, lay people. And so this became a bit controversial. On the positive side, of course, the church is not just bishops. The bishops are the successors of the apostles. Of course, the church is not just apostles. That was never the intention of Jesus anyway. But he did distinguish the apostles from everybody else. There is a distinction between the bishops and everybody else. So on the positive side, people are saying, well, this synod is better because it includes more people, includes lay people, includes women, includes the sisters, includes experts in different fields. Sure. But on the negative side, these other people are not bishops. These people, other people are not, they don't have the charism of handing on the fullness of the faith. So I said there's two sides to it and they both have valid arguments, but on the feast day of the apostles like Simon and Jude, we recall that our church is an apostolic church. We even say this every Sunday. We believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. Apostolic church. Not just any church, not just a church someone started because they read about it in the Bible or because they were charismatic preachers or because they were very great leaders or holy people. No, because it's founded on the apostles. The Bible itself comes from the apostles and their successors, the bishops. Well, Jude, who we honor today, is usually given credit for the letter of Jude, which is in the Bible, a very short letter in the New Testament. Simon doesn't have any writings as far as we know. The point being, the treasure of the faith and the treasure of the church is built on these 12 guys. Even if we don't know them well, even if we don't maybe even think that they were the best choice, this is whom God has chosen. And this is whom God has used to make the foundation. When we open ourselves to the work of God in the world, we're standing on these foundation stones. And if we're not, well, then we risk being outside the plan of God. That would be a terrible thing to do if it was done deliberately. Most people don't know that God built his church on these 12. Or that it's necessary to believe what they believe, or to accept what was handed on from them. Now, one of the arguments that comes up when we talk about the teaching of the 12 apostles is they say, well, someone will come along and say, well, the apostles never mentioned, they never mentioned the seven sacraments in those terms, or they never mentioned Mary, Mother of the Church. That's the title under which we honor Mary in this parish. And it's true that there's no record of the apostles saying there are seven sacraments, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, and all the seven. No. And there's no mention of the apostles saying we honor Mary as Mother of the Church. So what about this argument that the church that we belong to now has somehow added things or deviated from what Jesus handed on to the apostles? To understand this, we have to understand that the church is a living body. It's not just a set of foundation stones. It's a whole building. That's what we had in today's first reading. You are no longer strangers and sojourners. You are fellow citizens with the holy ones, members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So all of us are part of this building. And the building is a living, growing thing. It doesn't add to what the apostles said. It doesn't change what the apostles said. It develops what the apostles said. As the church gains understanding of the faith handed on once and for all, it becomes clearer. So yes, the sacraments were there from the beginning, for sure. But it wasn't spelled out in writing from the apostles. It was understood as it was handed on and by the practice of the church. Oh, well, this is really what we've been given. Same with the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They didn't know she was immaculately conceived at the beginning. They just knew that she had this special role because she's the Mother of God. And the church over the years, the same church built on the same foundation stones developed the understanding of Mary's role. So those are just the two examples. But this is the life of the church as it is now, developed over the centuries. But it's the same church, the same faith. One church, one faith, one baptism. That's what we celebrate when we celebrate the apostles. We don't have to focus just on Simon or just on Jude. Because if we did that, we would be limiting ourselves to the little that we know about them. Instead, we're standing on their shoulders. We're standing on what they have handed on, and so we can continue to go farther. The church, after all, is sent not just to apostles or just to bishops. It's sent to the ends of the world, ends of the earth. The gospel is for everyone. The church is for everyone. So it continues to grow, continues to spread, continues to proclaim the one gospel. That's what we celebrate today. So as we continue to pray and fast for peace, especially in the very land where these 12 men walked and lived and served in the Holy Land, we pray for peace. We also celebrate with a great joyful feast what we receive from them, the faith of the apostles.